That's right. It's Marvel TV Weekly, and we're going to talk about some movies. Anybody have a problem with that? Yeah, I know some of you do, but we're going to talk about movies and TV both. Marvel TV Weekly starts now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Sure, because when was the last time that you got to play the band Wasp on an AfterBuzz TV show? I'm going to guess never. Welcome to Marvel TV Weekly. I'm Christian Blatt. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. Both of those are at ChristianDMZ. Joined as always, or almost always, if I look to the future, there may be an empty chair there and Tiny Tim's cane just all by itself. But here this week, Carrie Lane, where can people find you?
Yeah, hey guys, you can find me online at Carrie D. Lane, that's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E.
And proving that the only real superhero that matters is Jim Morrison. Michael Shirley, what? I love Jim Morrison.
I ran out of superheroes.
So, when complete tangent. When I went to Paris, I went to go try and find his grave because I'd always wanted to see it. And I couldn't find it. And then it drove me so crazy, I went back the next day and I finally found it. So I went all the way out there twice. I was in Paris for like 2.5 days.
If I had known about the theme song, I would have worn my Wasp shirt.
You mean Janet Van Dyne the Wasp or Blackie Lawless the hair metal band?
The hair metal band.
You do not have a Wasp t-shirt.
No, I don't.
But you probably have a website where you could get one if you wanted it. Because Michael has this website.
eBay.
Well, no, but you have the Marvel website where you can get all the Marvel stuff. So I feel like you could get a Janet Van Dyne, the Wasp from the Avengers show.
It would probably be like a bootleg.
No, that's fine. So I have a Serenity from Firefly show. This was in like the bargain bin at a Comic-Con
that's
thing.
Cool.
Of like, sweet.
Well, this Iron Man from first Iron Man was free at a Comic-Con that I didn't go to, but it was given to me. And if we were to put all the lights out right now, it actually glows in the dark. But,
ooh, nice.
So you said when you started this show that you didn't have many. Oh, you don't have any superheroes.
No, I said I didn't
have
enough.
I don't think I've ever seen you do a repeat.
I think I have, and I know I'm going to next week. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. Anyway, so we're going to talk about some of the stuff that's going on, including some of the trailers. And as I alluded to at the top of the show, Michael and I were trading messages during the week. There are some people who are like, "Hey, this sure is an awful lot of talk about Marvel movies on Marvel TV Weekly." Well, I will let you know that on Marvel Movie News over on Popcorn Talk Network, they talk about TV. So you see, it's just the way it goes. You kind of want to talk about all of it. You know, our beloved Stan Lee was rushed to the hospital. Should we not talk about that because it wasn't shown on TV?
He's in the Marvel movie, so I think we can talk
He's
about
also
that.
On Marvel TV shows.
And he is. Yeah, he was in The Runaways.
He was in The Runaways. He was on an episode of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
I don't know where else. He
it's
was in one of the Netflix
umbrella
shows.
Of Marvel. Who cares?
That's what I'm trying to say. We talk about comics some weeks. So should we be mad because this isn't Book Circle? Anyway, yeah. So one person's comment, you know, it definitely gets under my skin.
He's
so well
really,
done.
He's really, really upset.
I'm not as upset as Michael. Just enjoyed the fact that I was having some words with him. By the way, Anthony in the booth, who can be found at Tony B Dead DED. If you could bring up our friends in the chat tonight, maybe even that person is there and they're trying to start some new shit. What were you gonna say?
Well, I was gonna say some TV. You're kind of getting caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
What a great transition. Thank you, Carrie, for getting me back on track. So as regular viewers know, when we started this show, I had 14 episodes of the last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. And so the overall episode count, I think, got to about 23, 24. So I had the equivalent of an entire season to watch.
Yep.
Well, I was going to say happy to say. I'm relieved to say that I finished all of last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And Michael and I would trade texts because Michael would send me a text and be like, "Have you seen Ghost Rider yet?" And I'm like, "No, not yet." And it's because what I feel sometimes about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is they have a good story. And then it goes on for like 3 episodes longer than you want it to because they have to pad a 22-episode order.
My, how your tune has changed. Because when you saw for that first episode when it said Agents of Hydra, you're like, "Oh, please kill me now."
No, it wasn't the first one. That was the third one. So after the first episode when it goes from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to Agents of Hydra, That first one, I'm like, "Oh, this is interesting." And then I'm like, "Okay, I've seen the same things every week. We get it. Fitz is a bad guy in the Hydra world." And it's a good thing Amy's not here because, you know, she's only just starting to get caught up.
Yeah,
and
you're like, spoilers.
Boy, is she going to be in for a surprise. But I knew that Daisy, a.k.a. Sky's boyfriend, I'm like, oh, no, it's not Lincoln. It's going to be Ward. Why are they doing this to me? And there he was. He was, like, trying to be like, well, I don't know about that word, but I swear I'm a good guy. I'm like, no, you're not. You're Grant Ward.
Uh-huh.
But I was excited to see Trip, as I told you, because I was just like, why did they ever kill him off? I never quite understood that.
It was nice to be able to bring people back in the alternate world.
I think
and
that
then
that's
Matt got his daughter for a bit, too.
Is Ward played by a good actor, like a really good actor? Do you think that's why you hate him? Or does it have...
Oh, no.
Or is he not?
Look, he could be a really nice guy. His name's Brett Dalton.
I just hate that character.
It's not a good character, but when the show started, I had a huge problem with him. I was just like, I had trouble watching the show because I thought he was such a bad actor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I don't mind saying it because this isn't the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after show, but people in the chat may comment and say, like, how dare you say that Grant Ward was a bad actor?
I've never...
I really disliked Sky. I liked Daisy.
Yeah.
So same. I didn't think Sky was a good character. I think Daisy's a great character. So I think that they had a little bit of a course correction. You had to clean some house on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't like emo Sky Daisy.
No, but that was just the beginning.
That went on a long time too.
Yeah, but it was Ghost Rider, so I was just so in love, I didn't care. But,
but just wait for the newest season because I'm finally caught up on that one and it's on Hulu and now they're on a break anyways. But that one keeps getting more exciting and awesome.
I watched the first episode of the new season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah.
You were shielded out.
I was a little shielded out. Yeah. I've still got like 9 more to watch, but I watched one and I think that I'm not too far off because in that episode, Yo-Yo suggests like, wait, is this even really happening? How do we know we're not in the framework? And everybody else goes like, no, don't even say that. And I'm like, yeah, because even they know that they were in the goddamn framework for too long.
Wait, I do want to, not a spoiler thing, but that made me, I like the writers of what they put in. So the most recent episode on Hulu, there's a moment where a character gets a gun and they're like, oh my gosh, these only like really good people should be using these because these are so dangerous. And then May's like, yeah, they should have a law about that. And it's so quick, but it's hilarious. I'm like, ooh, look at them writers saying social commentary.
By the way, when you binge Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it seems a lot jokier than it actually is. Because it's like 2 or 3 jokes an episode. But then when you watch like 6 of them, you're like, wow, there's a lot of jokes.
It's funny. It's a good show.
There are definitely times where it is funny. And there are weeks where I would say it's a good show. There are other weeks where I'm just like, just hit me in the head with a brick. Because... just Ada.
It
like,
was too long a
storyline.
100% too long.
She wasn't that great.
Yeah.
I've been hearing you guys talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's in the booth. That's Anthony. Yeah. Tony be dead. Yeah.
What up, y'all? You guys are making me want to watch this show.
It's a good show.
You're not selling me on
this. I'm not trying to sell you on
no,
it.
No, it's one of those, I think if you know ahead of time, you'll enjoy it much better. My issue was they take too long to get to anybody with superpowers. Because I was like, it's a superhero show, but nobody has superpowers for like a really long time. But if you knew that, you kind of be like, okay, it's fine. It's going to take a while. And then when you get to the Ada storyline, just be like, it's going to be on for a while. Then you know.
Yeah.
It's like a ride that you go, okay, brace for impact. Then you'll survive it better.
It's filled with peaks and valleys. I thought the Deathlok storyline season 1 is very good, and then it took a little while for there to be another good one. And then Ghost Rider, I was excited. I watched it in real time. I watched it every week, and then I knew Ghost Rider was gone, and all of a sudden, you know, my TiVo backed up with 14 episodes. What can I say?
But overall, it's a good
about
show.
The Kree?
Not particularly. If there were Skrulls, I would be excited because we haven't really seen the Skrulls yet. I know we will in Captain Marvel. I think that's a Skrull invasion that gets thwarted.
And then
Captain Marvel.
You haven't met Enoch yet, but I want to say Enoch's like one of my favorite characters this season.
All right. Well, you know, I'll get there. Look, he's we so have cool. a month. There's a month hiatus for Agents of
you
S.H.I.E.L.D.
You can catch up.
I can catch up.
Well,
on
you got to hurry
episodes.
Up on unless it's.
Oh, no, I have them on my DVR.
Okay,
I don't Hulu like the kids. You know,
old school.
I set my VCR. I have tapes. Yay. I have tapes and tapes of S.H.I.E.L.D. Anthony in the booth, the chat was super small.
Oh, there
small.
We go.
My bad.
Yeah. ZSB Lou in the chat. It's S.H.I.E.L.D., though, so anyone that was expecting powers from the get-go is watching the wrong show. Yeah, and anybody who's expecting a great show is watching the wrong show. It takes a little while. The pilot's good.
Oh, but Marvin says they're having trouble getting through season one.
Yeah, it's not easy, but just get through to the end. If you don't like it at the end of season one, you're not going to like season two.
I think two and three are the best. For sure.
Two and three.
Well,
and then Zias, I wasn't necessarily like X-Men all powers or whatever. I just thought there would be some more than there is. So
licensing.
Yeah, which is, I like what it is once I go, oh, okay, this is what this world is. And I didn't know a whole lot about S.H.I.E.L.D. So then I'm like, okay. But as it went on, I'm like, this is great. Love the show.
Well,
and then with the movies, they kind of like they're parallel.
They pair up,
yeah,
in the TV side, but never in the movies is there any acknowledgement of anything.
No.
Phil Coulson was a big still, part of the franchise.
Yeah, but he's still dead. If you only watched the movies, Phil Coulson has never been alive. And honestly, my theory is that you will never see him in any of the movies. They will never make mention of it. It's just sort of a separate entity. Is the
I think if he's
it's a magical place.
Yeah, thank you. I was like, come on.
I think if S.H.I.E.L.D. wraps.
I think it will at the end of this season, by the way.
The current actors are all playing their parts in like Avengers or whatever. I could see Phil Coulson coming back for a movie.
You could see him coming back for like a cameo, perhaps.
Yeah,
but yeah,
not like a star. He's not a superhero. No, I mean,
but he has the hands.
He's great.
Yeah,
the main roster is Coulson.
Coulson is what keeps me watching, really.
And him and May need to hurry up and get together.
I know.
You don't ship that, Michael?
I am super shipping
because I do not.
They need to hurry up.
And it's when they deal with the framework, I was like, I don't need this. I don't actually need this to happen. You know,
they're not very lovey-dovey this season.
No. It reminds me of the terrible storyline where Grant and May got together. And that didn't make any sense. And then Sky and Grant get together. Why was he ever on the show?
I want to see Sky and Coulson.
Real? No. She's like a
That's like his daughter.
I'm just kidding.
No.
Anyway,
no.
But anyway. I do like Mac and Yo-Yo. I think they're very good together.
Yes, they're
a good couple. I'm glad he knows Spanish now. It's about time.
I'm like, about Mac. But I do like Yo-Yo.
I mean, I liked Trip better than Mac. I think that's probably why I was disappointed.
I never had a problem with Ward.
Hmm.
I mean, I do wonder like why they keep trying to work him back in.
I think they just like the guy, you know. Anyway.
But he never took me out of it, like as a bad actor. He like never like took me out of
it. And as the show's gone on, I like Fitz more too.
Yep, and I think somebody left the chat because they didn't like hearing
too much S.H.I.E.L.D.
Too much S.H.I.E.L.D. bashing.
No.
Kobe 1 Kenobi or whatever your name is.
Oh, but burn.
I don't know. I can't tell what it is. It's like Kobe-oni or something. And what am I going to say? Am I going to lie? I still watch it because I like the show.
Yeah.
But when I don't like the show, so when it's good, it's very good. But when it is not good, it's tough. It's a bit of a struggle. And I think
that's how I felt with Iron Fist. It was a struggle to watch.
Well, that's
but you like
agree,
that one.
We agree to disagree. Also, by the way, Iron Fist only 13 episodes. So at least when you struggle, if you do struggle with it, it doesn't take you nearly
this is
as
true.
Long.
But it took me a long time to get through that show.
Yeah. Flame Dolls ask: is Wasp and Ant Man going to be on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
That would be cool.
Yeah, but absolutely not. 0% chance. Yeah. I would say. You know, I think we had the one episode that Sam Jackson was on when Stan Lee, but you don't really get a lot of crossover.
No.
I liked I think it was season two of S.H.I.E.L.D. where they were kind of cleaning up after Thor the Dark World. Mm-hmm. I kind of liked that role. I think that when they would incorporate the storylines, but we're not really going to get much crossover in the way of people. Yep. But that is something that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Ant-Man and the Wasp. But anyway, I know I still need to catch up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And please, in the chat, tell me I'm wrong. It's fine. If you love the show, it's great. Trip is rumored to appear on the 100th episode, says ZSB Lou. And this may be Mac's last season as his contract is up. I'm pretty sure this is everybody's last season, ZSB Lou. I mean, it got strong-armed in there by the Disney company because they want to sell it, because they want to get 100 episodes. But anyway, so we'll see where it all goes. But our friend Amy, who's not here this week, she actually did an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. set visit for the 100th episode. So when that rolls around, we'll have some links. We'll let you know about where to watch some of the content she got there. So I'm just trying to be honest with the viewers of this show that, you know, I am enjoying the show, but it just takes a long time to watch some of these stories. But You know, they brought Ghost Rider back at the end. And Coulson as Ghost Rider was actually really cool. I liked that. I was surprised. Did you see it coming, Michael? I know this is like 7 months ago. You didn't see it? All right. He's shaking his head for people listening on iTunes.
you be my interpreter.
Well, if you're not going to talk.
No, I've done that. I'm like, I shrugged my shoulders for those listening or made a face. Right.
Anyway, so in the chat, let me know. Zeus Bueller says Disney may just shift to their streaming service. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, I think it being on a network, there's probably some limitations. So you never know because they clearly own it, so they could move it to somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But if you're watching live in the chat right now on Monday night, you can comment, tell me I'm wrong, tell me I'm right, whatever. Or if you're watching after the fact, you can comment on the archive version on YouTube. And where do they do that, Carrie?
I think you're already doing it.
So. No, but where? Down there. And see, I'm pointing. So
back in the old days, too, where people are like, click that subscribe button and hit the like where they like pointed to it. And then they're like, there'll be a link here.
That's a good old days.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's little bits of news to talk about. And I'm sorry to that one person, but it's some movie news.
It's okay.
Looks like the Gambit movie is on hold indefinitely. It kind of has been for a while.
I'm not surprised.
There was a headline that was, does anybody want a Gambit movie except for Channing Tatum? And, I mean, he was supposedly excited about it. But, I mean, Michael, are you disappointed that we never got the Taylor Kitsch version of Gambit as seen in X-Men Origins Wolverine?
I think his acting chops have gotten better over the years.
You mean since then? Yeah.
So I'd much rather see him do...
Than Channing Tatum.
I love Channing Tatum, but not for the kind of reasons that you want to have Channing Tatum be Gambit.
But wouldn't you like to see him try and do a Cajun accent?
No, well, he's from New Orleans, so I'm not, I guess you
could just get
that
away with like a Southern accent. Yeah. It's not
the build.
I was like, he's kind of too bulky. Yeah. Like, I'm thinking more
like me.
Brad Pitt in Snatch. Yes. Lean, very lean muscle and tall.
Michael Shirley would be good.
You're
as
like,
I was like, as a kid, I was like, I would be a good Gambit, I bet.
I bet you would.
I know.
Yeah.
Gonna cut your
hair. I did it for
like
Halloween 1 year, and everyone was like, knew who I was.
So where are the pictures of that?
Yeah, dude, where are those pictures? We'll put those
You have
up.
To have them somewhere.
I do.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's see. Can people follow you on Instagram with the hopes that one day
it's not
going to show up there?
No.
I did a casual Rogue cosplay. That's on my social.
Casual Rogue.
Well, it
you
was
did
like
that here.
And I well, same kind of outfit I wore here. I wore the green shirt, the brown jacket, gloves, and I pinned the hair. I did that at a convention, but I did wear it here for when we had Halloween.
That's right. I believe you and I dressed up. And
yeah,
Michael.
Refused. Well, like it's Halloween,
I
man.
Didn't understand. Know I was supposed to.
It's Halloween week when we did it. Actually, we're Monday. No, it was on a Tuesday.
I don't remember, anyway. But it was close to Halloween.
Yeah,
every day is Halloween.
So, Carrie, are you disappointed that it might be a while before we get a Gambit movie, if ever?
I'd rather them wait a while and do a good job than rush it and it be bad.
Yeah, I mean that's like, sort of when we had when Tony in the booth dropped the bombshell that New Mutants wasn't going to come out for basically another year from now. I guess it's like, well, let's just hope it's going to be a better movie. That if they put it out in May like they were going to, that it wasn't going to be good. So let's see how all that goes. But
I want them to scrap the entire thing.
The New Mutants movie?
No, the Gambit one.
The Gambit movie.
I love
movie.
Gambit, but I don't want him to do that.
You quiet down.
Well, no. Tony, you want there to be a Gambit movie. Well, I feel like at some point he's going
to
lose interest. And I think that Gambit is one of those characters that I really liked when he's introduced, and I thought he looked really cool. But, you know, there wasn't as much substance to him as I wanted.
It was
and if you read the comics,
he's a trickster.
And if you read the comics, he's a terrible person. And he sells out the Morlocks to Mr. Sinister and the Marauders. And, you know, dozens of Morlocks get killed because of him. So
growing up on the cartoons, though, he's hot and he's super cool. So that was one of my,
he was
like,
hot.
Crush. Yes.
I didn't really. Well, you know what?
He's very handsome, attractive
really
dude.
Like him,
and he's so suave and cool. And you're just like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as we watched it, as we saw at Christmas time, he's a good cook.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's a win, too.
Wait a minute. Aren't you going to New Orleans next week? Are you going to try and find Gambit?
I know, right? That's what I'm doing.
All right. That's fair enough. What do you think in the chat? Are you guys disappointed that we're not getting the Gambit movie right now? Let us know. ZSB Lou in the chat has a question. Will y'all talk about Sony maybe selling their rights company, meaning Spidey and its rights, to go back? No, I don't think that's going to happen. They just want to share. You know, they're not selling anything. They're just like, we're going to partner with you so that our movies, instead of making, you know, $300 million, make $2 billion, and then we'll still get more money, and then everybody wins. Mm-hmm. There's an upcoming Spidey animated film, and, of course, Venom.
Yeah, that one's looking pretty cool.
There was an interesting theory I read online that I don't think is what's going to happen. But in the trailer for Infinity War, or the teaser trailer that we saw, we essentially see Spider-Man in space. Do you know the theory?
I don't know what the theory is, but I think he's going to get the Venom on him.
That's the theory, he's in space, so he encounters Venom. Because there's kind of mixed signals as to whether or not Tom Holland is apparently in the Venom movie, but it's not clear if he's in the movie as Spider-Man or as Peter Parker.
It's us, Peter Parker.
Well, you know, this is just what people are saying, you know. I mean, we only have 13 minutes left. We haven't talked about anything. Sorry, everybody.
You were so excited about S.H.I.E.L.D. for a change.
Was I excited? Did it sound like I was excited?
More excited than you've been.
I chased somebody out of the chat, so I don't think I was that excited about it. But,
I'll go with passionate.
Passionate.
Very passionate, yeah.
Because that could be a negative of not liking something. But
that's true.
Anyway.
And I always loved Fitz and Simmons anyway.
Yeah, they keep getting better.
Yeah, I always wanted them to get together. But anyway, so I think that maybe that we will actually have some introduction of Spider-Man to Venom, which...
That'd be cool.
Look, I don't think it should happen in his, third movie story for the Tom Holland Spider-Man, but... Nobody cares what I think, obviously. You know, I mean, we're getting the Born Again storyline in season 3 of Daredevil, so nobody cares, so it's fine.
I feel like that's, Spider-Man's, arch nemesis, mm-hmm. I mean, with the exception of, Green Goblin, who, really wants to see that again.
But, I mean, we don't need to see it in a movie again. No, absolutely, no, I agree. We've never seen a good Hobgoblin. I'd like to see a Hobgoblin in a movie.
Like the same thing, basically.
But not green. You know,
an orange.
Yeah, it's kind of a cooler costume. I think you know the.
It's just a little too.
It's like it's very Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, a little. Yeah, that's true. It does have the little hood. I love. I don't know. I like both goblins. Let's just say that. Right?
Well, they're interesting, but it's one of those Also, some of them maybe they don't translate as well to a live action. Like they seem too comic booky.
Yeah.
Or they need to redesign the costumes because otherwise we just go like in a cartoon and a comic book. You go, yeah, cool. But then when you put it in real life, you just go. Not quite.
I could see it in a New Mutant style, horror.
That
movie.
Would be cool.
You know, a Hobgoblin type of
That'd be interesting. A Spider-Man horror movie.
Like a darker, you know? A darker one, yeah.
I don't know if
Black Cat would be a good person.
I was just thinking, can we get her in there?
I don't know
too?
If anybody's ever read the Spider-Man. It was a 6-part story called Kraven's Last Hunt, Kraven the Hunter. And he, he sort of considers his own mortality, and he's always wanted to basically, kill Spider-Man. So that'd be great if they felt comfortable telling that story. That would have to probably more likely be an animated movie. But there are darker Spider-Man stories that I would like
cartoon.
To see. Yeah, but that's more like Carnival Barker.
I liked when Tony compared me to Kraven that one time.
Tony in the booth?
Yeah,
not Tony Stark.
No,
okay. A.K.A. Tony Stank.
A.K.A. Bruce Wayne.
A.K.A. Oliver Queen. A.K.A. Danny Rand. They're all the same character. tell me I'm wrong. So we were kind of alluding to the couple of the trailers that we got to see. Ant-Man and the Wasp. And that's exciting, I think. Because we all know I think. I'm speaking for myself.
So, yeah.
I loved Ant-Man because it was such a different... feel from all the other movies, and it was so much fun. And I like the idea that we'll get him again, and Ant-Man and the Wasp, Evangeline Lilly, okay, whatever. But, apart from that, I think it should be another fun movie, and it's easy to forget about Ant-Man and the Wasp, because it's like tunnel vision towards Infinity War.
It should be rated R.
The Ant-Man and the Wasp? Why would that be rated R? Because you think they should all be rated R after Deadpool?
That'd be cool.
Well, I thought you were going to drop that.
What? Oh, no. The Ant-Man and the Wasp? No. I wasn't. They should all be all the movies should be rated R. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. should be rated R, possibly. I don't know. We'll see.
Because you said that the Ant-Man was a wife beater.
Well, no. So that's one of the things I want to talk about.
Wait,
is
what?
So the history of the Wasp.
Yeah, she left him.
Yeah. The history of the Wasp is that the Wasp in the comic books, and Janet Van Dyne.
That would be her, like, mother.
Yeah, essentially.
In the movie, yeah.
Because it's not Evangeline Lilly's character. No. But she's married to Hank Pym, who is the Ant-Man. And I think a lot of the reason they went with Scott Lang is he's the second Ant-Man, is that there's a lot of issues about Hank Pym. And they decided
Who's that guy that played him? That
Michael Douglas?
Yeah.
They decided to have a storyline where Hank Pym and the Wasp go through a really messy divorce. This is in like the early 80s, I think. And due to some miscommunication between the writer and the artist, something that where she was supposed to be like minorly hurt, he just basically just like smacks her really hard and he's got super strength. So it got really dark. But she is like one of the key members of the Avengers throughout, you know, most of the history. So I think it's great that we get her, and she's always paired up with Ant-Man, not because they're eventually married.
Could they just take that and not?
Well, I think that I don't think we're getting that story in the movie.
So I'll never forget the way you treated Mom, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. well, you know, they lost her, you know, in the little microverse. So I mean, that's pretty. But yeah, that's right. That's what OJ said. It's like, what? Nicole's in the microverse. I don't know where she is. But Ant-Man and the Wasp, actually, they first appear. They both appear in Tales to Astonish number 44 is when the Wasp first appears. And they're always paired together. So I think it's great. That's the overall point I wanted to make. It's great that they're in the movie together because, we see it introduced. We see the suit during the post-credit scene in Ant-Man. And
I like the joke. He's like, she gets wings.
Yeah. Carrie, how would you quantify your excitement for Ant-Man and the Wasp?
I'm actually pretty excited because I don't know what I expected for Ant-Man when it first came out, but I really enjoyed it. I love the humor in it and just like action, fun, superhero vibe. So I'm excited for seeing more of it. I'm afraid I didn't get to read the article, but I'll link you guys. Hero Within linked a thing of Hollywood getting armor, like women's boob armor, weird. And I'm like, yeah, it is interesting. Like, her Wasp costume,
it's always very, like, Barbie.
It's very awkward looking. And I'll have to link that. I'll link that article and we'll tag Marvel TV Weekly. So if you guys are interested. Because, yeah, I was like, yeah, so many of these movies, it just looks Barbie-like. That you're just like, that's not what their body is. So that was one thing when I saw the still image of her costume that you're just like, okay. But anyways, the trailer looks exciting and fun, so I'm excited.
I think that the movie will be fun. Michael, is there something about this movie that I'm missing that maybe I shouldn't be excited? Because I am very excited for this one.
Who's the villain?
Good question.
Yeah, you're.
I was gonna say,
excited.
I'm like, I watched the trailer.
No, I know. I'm like, wait, wasn't clear.
I don't think
it's
clear in the trailer.
Maybe there's a bunch of them.
Yeah,
do you know? Joey, did you watch the trailer? Okay.
Oh, no, I saw the trailer, but I don't know.
I don't think they have a villain.
Yeah, but they'll let us know.
There's gotta be a villain.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's not, but maybe they're not alluding to it yet in the trailer.
They're working their way towards it.
Secret.
Yeah.
Got, like some big old A-lister.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Michael Douglas was an A-lister, and he was essentially, you know, a glorified cameo in Ant-Man, so you never know. But anyway, yeah, and so some people in the chat are kind of talking about the Wasp and the history with Ant-Man. And ZSB Lou, who gets a lot of shout-outs on the show, good for you, he remembers first seeing her on the Disney XD show Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes. Sorry, I was really distracted.
It's one of the best Avengers shows.
That's one of the best Avengers shows. Is that one of the best Marvel cartoons, Anthony?
Okay. Yeah, it's like I've seen it.
It's no Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, I'm sure.
No, it's
there was a one-off
really good, though.
Avengers kids movie, essentially, where it's all the children of the Avengers, and that one was a cool one.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and that one has, like, the daughter of Thor,
daughter,
Black Panther's son, Captain America's son. I think
who did Captain
like a
America
wasp.
Have a son with?
I think they're just kind of.
They don't really get into who their parents are as much. It's just
Thor's
like the kids on an
the
island.
Actual character, for yeah. sure.
Well, I mean, Thor's been around thousands of years. Odds are pretty good that he's got some kids. I mean,
he is a god.
Yeah, I mean, when you consider what Odin did, and you know, all the kids Odin had, you know, Thor, you know, the Mjolnir doesn't fall far from the tree. So one other thing that I want to make sure we get to, and don't worry, it's TV related. Is that made Michael laugh? There's
it's called the next heroes.
The next
thanks,
heroes.
Star Drew. Yeah,
and
it's
Superpower
like Avengers,
Cosmic
the next
points
heroes.
Out that the design on Wasp's armor looks like a wasp. So I think it does look pretty cool. So there's a little bit of some rumbling about Legion season 2 because of the fact. That both Dan Stevens, who plays David, a.k.a. Legion, mm-hmm. And Patrick Stewart were both on James Corden's show. And ooh. Dan Stevens points out, you know, technically, you play my dad because mm-hmm. he's, of course, Charles Xavier. I don't want to name names, but someone might have referred to James McAvoy as a fake Charles Xavier. But again, no names. I'm not going to name anyone who might feel that way. But he's the real Charles Xavier. Because first of all, he's bald, like for real. But so I can't imagine it's going to happen. But because they had this conversation on James Corden's show.
That might
show,
make it happen.
Well, I mean.
Well, could they just have at least like. Him in one episode or something?
I mean, I think if you see him,
it
costs a lot. Yeah, I mean, Patrick Stewart, first of all, he's Sir Patrick Stewart, yeah. you know? Mm-hmm. So
that's an extra $100,000 on everything.
Yeah. So it's like if you...
But didn't it did well enough, right? It's
Legion?
A popular show?
I mean, you know, but it's TV, and so it's like you don't have those kind of budgets. I mean, maybe you try to get James McAvoy because he's more affordable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or you see what other cast members from Star
Fox
Trek...
Fox money, though.
That's true. You could see... What other cast members of Star Trek The Next Generation would want to step in and possibly just play Professor Xavier?
I feel like it's a Sony thing would be why we wouldn't see him.
But those are Fox movies, and it's on the FX network. But, I just feel like we're not going to see it. I think it would be really cool. I think if you see Professor Xavier, neither of those guys is going to play him. And I also don't think he's going to be in it very much.
I don't think we'll ever see him.
Maybe
like the back of someone's head.
Like, well, we have like the wheels mm-hmm. of his wheelchair that we saw.
Yeah.
And as I've talked about before, by the way, my wife and I watched season one together, and I think she would fall asleep in all the right moments. She still has no idea that
what's
David's father is
all?
Professor X.
Oh,
well, there's
wow.
a little bit of that, but because it was very confusing. But I'm excited for season two of Legion.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a little further away than I want it to be.
When is it scheduled?
It's April. So what's going to come first? Michael's favorite show, Jessica Jones, will be back for season two with Trish the Hellcat.
I'm so excited.
I know.
Not superhero, but Handmaid's Tale is coming out soon. And then American Gods is like, I feel that might be further.
I think that's a little further away.
Yeah.
But for Marvel TV shows, that's
things.
What we have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yes. Yeah, so just going through all the things in the chat. There's Star Drew. I hadn't seen him there. The next Avengers Heroes of Tomorrow is the title. Did you say
the
that already?
Thing.
Yeah, you said
a
that
bit.
Already. Yeah, that's all right.
It's actually really good that you should. Actually, there you go. That'd be good for your kids.
Also, what's real quick.
Good family movie.
Yeah.
I'd also like to recommend, if you haven't heard of him, it was a two-parter. It was. Ultimate Avengers before the MCU was established. This was kind of like you can kind of tell it was like the schematic to the MCU before it was the MCU, where they had Wasp, Ant-Man, Spider-Man, Wolverine, Black Panther, and Iron Man, and Captain America, and the Hulk, and Thor, all in one team going up against like aliens from
they're able to do stuff like that in the cartoons. Like, there's an episode of the X-Men cartoon I remember where Wolverine thinks back. He flashbacks to an adventure he had with Captain America in the 40s, which there's actually a comic that story is based on. I believe it's Uncanny X-Men 268 with Black Widow's also in it. So it's a super complicated thing that you'd never get to see in a movie. But it's a kind of a cool animated series episode and a very great comic book. We are inexplicably out of time. But I wanted to let everybody know that next week we're going to have a guest in studio, filmmaker Patrick Meaney, who has done a documentary called Chris Claremont's X-Men. He did a little documentary about the 17-year run that Chris Claremont had on the Uncanny X-Men comic books. Ooh, and cool. Various X-Men comic books, like the Caliber X-Men. Mm-hmm. And he is we're going to talk about how so many of those stories during Chris's 17-year run are the Dark Phoenix saga, Days of Future Past, and basically all of these storylines that we get, little hints of things that we've seen on Legion, who he also created, and we saw in The Gifted. There's just a lot of these things. So I think it's kind of an interesting conversation that we'll have next week. Carrie will not be here because she's going to be looking for Remy LeBeau.
Yeah, I'll be
down the bayou.
Be gone for 2 weeks. First Louisiana, then the Western Caribbean.
All right, so you're going to find Gambit, and then you're going to take him on a cruise.
We're going to go on a cruise, me and Gambit, you know.
Yeah, just hope Rogue doesn't find out. Anyway,
right?
But Amy will be back next week, yeah. So it'll be all right. And as I said, Patrick Meaney will be with us. So if you want to check out his movie, I believe it's on demand if you want to watch it beforehand, and it's called Chris Claremont's X-Men. But in the meantime, we are out of time. Thanks to everybody in the chat. Mm-hmm. And even the person who I chased away with my anti-SHIELD rhetoric. You know what? That's because
it's very un-American of you.
It's not un-American. I'm going to sum it up in two words. Hell Hydra. Okay, look, that's all I can say. I'm sorry. I got to be who I am.
Oh, my God.
But if you want to follow me on Instagram and Twitter, I'm at ChristianDMZ. I have my own personal podcast called The Blackcast. BLADTCAST. com. Carrie, where can people find you while you're away?
Yes, y'all can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE.
And Michael?
And you find me at Michael X Shirley on Twitter and Instagram.
And the X is for X Factor or X Caliber?
Generation X.
Oh, Generation All X, right. Of course. I should have known better. Anyway, thanks so much to everybody. And, you know, I mentioned that we heard that Stan Lee was in the hospital, but he's apparently doing well. But when you see a story like that, it makes you very nervous.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
For Stan, we'll leave you with one great big Excelsior.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.